Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And this episode's brought to you by heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady, H-E-R-I-T-A-G-E, lady@gmail.com. Tell our Old Time Radio Westerns sent you. I know we've been off the air for a little bit, but we're back. We're good to go. And here we go. Let's get into it. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is April 27th, 1955, and the title is Amy's Good Deed. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening. Don't forget, those of you who are members, you actually get the script, so you get to actually see what the original PDF script is. You'll have to click the link in the show notes to go ahead and grab that. You'll have to log in with your credentials, but again, being a member, you get these bonus scripts and bonus episodes that are kind of neat to have. So let's get into it again, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Chester. Chester!
What?
How can I think with that racket going on?
Oh. Well, I'm all through now, Mr. Dillon.
What are you doing anyway?
I'm nailing up a picture. Here, I'll show it to you. Ain't that a beautiful thing, Mr. Dillon?
It's got an awful lot of color, yeah, but what is it?
Why, that's William Henry Harrison whipping them Indians at Tippecanoe.
Oh. Well, this is the first time I knew he ever did it by himself.
Well, now, what do you know? I never noticed that. But it sure is pretty, though, ain't it?
Marshal Dillon?
All right, come in, ma'am.
So you're Matt Dillon.
Yes'm. What can I do for you?
You call me Amy, for one thing. My name's Amy Slater.
All right, Amy.
I'm 50 years old and I look 60. The prairie done that. The prairie and some other things, Marshal.
Well, where are you from, Amy?
I've been living in Wichita the last year. And I heard you were here, so I took the Santa Fe Railroad and I come to Dodge.
Oh? Well, why'd you want to see me?
I've been waiting a long time to see you. I've been living for it. But I'm about through living.
What?
I come here to die, Marshal.
Oh, well, if you're sick, maybe Doc Adams can help you.
I ain't sick.
Well, then why are you talking about dying?
I've only got enough money to last me about 2 days, Marshal.
Well, if it's money you need, maybe I can help.
Oh, you're going to help me. But not that way.
Well, how?
You're going to kill me, Marshal.
What?
I said you're going to kill me.
Now, Amy, wait.
I've been waiting, Marshal. A long time.
The prairie does different things to different people. Some it gives knowledge to and strength. Others it breaks and leaves lost and twisted and wandering. Amy Slater was one of the lost. I let her go without trying to reason with her. I thought in a day or so I'd find her and buy her a ticket back to Wichita and that'd be the end of it. But it didn't work out that way. She found me first. It was the next morning, just before noon. Chester and I were crossing the plaza when I saw her standing about 30 yards away, holding a rifle.
What's she up to, Mr. Dillon?
She's aiming that rifle at me, Chester. You better get out of the way.
She's crazy. Shoot her, Mr. Dillon. She'll kill you.
I can't shoot a woman, Chester.
Come back, Mr. Dillon.
Next shot will go through your heart, Marshal.
That won't do you any good, Amy.
I mean it.
I'm not gonna draw, Amy.
You afraid to fight?
Give me that rifle.
All right, take it.
I will.
You're afraid. You're a coward.
Why did you try to make me shoot you, Amy? What's this all about?
You wouldn't fight.
You weren't trying to kill me.
You know I wasn't.
You were shooting close. You were trying to make me draw.
I'll destroy you yet, Marshal.
By making me shoot a woman, is that it? That'd be the end of me as a lawman, wouldn't it?
It'd be the end of you as any kind of man.
You must hate me an awful lot if you're willing to die for it. Why, Amy? What have I done to you? Amy?
Ain't you going to arrest her, Mr. Dillon? You just going to let her walk off like that?
Arresting her wouldn't do any good, Chester.
After what she done?
It didn't work, Chester. She's licked now. I feel kind of sorry for her. This is really going to drive her crazy.
Just look at the men lined up at that bar, Mr. Dillon. My, I wished I owned this saloon.
Cheap whiskey at fancy prices is always a good business, Chester.
Well, I ain't getting none of my money.
Oh, what did you come in here for?
To play a little faro.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yes, sir. I ain't squandering a nickel at that bar, not me.
Well, good luck, Chester.
Thank you.
Evening, Ma.
How are you, Kitty?
Sit down.
Thank you. That looks like a busy night.
It'll get worse. Wait till some of those boys really get a skinful.
Well, I hope they play gentle. I've been shot at once today.
I heard about that. Some old woman with a rifle.
Yeah, Amy Slater.
What's she after you for?
I have many ideas, Kitty. And she feels pretty strong about it.
I guess she does.
Anyway, her plan didn't work, so maybe that's the last I'll hear of her.
You don't give women enough credit, Matt. She'll think of something else.
Well, I hope not.
Why don't you throw her in jail?
Oh, I'd look fine throwing an old woman in jail, wouldn't I? Especially one that's after me.
You got a right to. Besides, when a woman gets to hating somebody, it's usually worse than when a man does. Women don't do things by halves. With them, it's all or nothing.
Well, all I know about women is that some of them are pretty and some aren't.
You're lying, but I won't argue with you.
Good.
Marshal Dillon.
Matt.
Yeah, it's Amy.
And she's got a six gun.
Stand up, Marshal.
You better get out of the way, Kitty.
Yeah, you better.
Step out here, Marshal.
What are you up to now, Amy?
I want to show you how I can handle a six gun. I want to show you what I can do with it.
Throw the gun down, Amy.
Not till I'm through with it.
You can't fool me this time, Marshal.
Throw it down, Amy.
No.
You shot me. You shot me.
Hello, Matt.
Well, how is she, Doc?
Oh, she's about the same. She's asleep now.
No.
You scared her half to death, man.
Well, I had to shoot that gun out of her hand, Doc, another second, and she'd have killed me.
Yeah, I guess she really was after you this time, wasn't she?
What I don't understand is a woman brave enough to go gunning for a man fainting like that.
Well, she's got a fever, Matt. She's not well.
Oh?
But what she's really suffering from is hysteria. There just isn't much I can do for that.
Well, she can't go on like this.
No, I suppose not. She'd probably be all right if she got over this business with you.
Well, she won't even say why she's after me, Doc.
No, she won't.
What are you going to do with her? You can't keep her here.
Well, I can't throw her out in the street. And you told me she doesn't have any money.
Yeah. Doc, I got an idea.
Yeah, well, what's that?
You know Ma Smiley?
Oh, of course I know Ma. She's been doing my laundry for years.
Oh, she lives alone. Maybe she'd like company. Amy could help her with the work, huh?
Amy shouldn't do any work at all for a couple of weeks, Matt.
Then I'll pay for her room and board.
You'll pay for her room? So you're being awful good to a woman who just tried to kill you.
Oh, I feel sorry for her, Doc.
Oh, maybe Amy won't like the idea of you helping
her. Now, don't you tell her. Tell her you're doing it, huh?
All right.
Look, why don't you go see Ma right now, and I'll stay out of it.
All right, I'll go then. But there's one thing that you ought to keep in mind, Matt.
Oh, what?
Just because she didn't make it tonight doesn't mean Amy won't try to kill you again.
Doc talked to Ma Smiley that night, and the next day, Amy moved in with her. I didn't have to worry about any trouble for a while. Doc ordered her to bed, and he saw to it that she stayed there. That she never talked. She never told anybody why she was after me. A couple of weeks passed before Doc reported she was up and about again, and that she'd soon be able to go to work. At least I hoped it was work she'd be doing. Not gunning for me. A few days later, I found out. Chester and I were sitting in the office after dinner.
Mr. Dillon, you remember that fellow Jeremy Cracker who used to live around here?
Yeah, it'd be hard to forget him, Chester.
I was thinking about the time he ran a rusty nail into his foot. Remember how he went over to the Texas Trail and bought himself 2 pints of raw whiskey and he went outside and filled his shoe with 1 pint and himself with the other and slopped around town that way for days till he got cured. Why, my gracious,
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Marshal. Chester.
Hello.
It's all right, Marshal. I ain't got a gun.
Sit down, Amy.
Here's a chair.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
Pretty good, Marshal. But I'm going to feel a lot better when I tell you what I come for.
Oh?
I'll say it simple, Marshal. I've been wrong, hating you the way I have. It's done me more harm than you. I wanted to ruin you, but it's near ruined me instead. You understand?
Well, what's changed your mind, Amy?
Doc.
Doc?
He took it on himself to tell me. Figured I ought to know. Told me how you've been paying for my keep with Ma Smiley and after all I tried to do to you.
Well, you needed help, Amy. I don't bear grudges.
I do. At least I have, till now. I want to pay you back, Marshal.
Now, Amy, there's no need to repay me anything.
I've got to. For my own sake, I've got to. But I don't mean money. I've got no money.
Well, what do you mean?
Jim Band had a partner, Marshal.
Jim Band?
Dakota Territory, you remember.
Yeah, a long time ago. Jim Benn tried to shoot me. He hit me, but I killed him.
That's right.
Amy, what's your name?
I'm his sister, Marshal.
Ah, I see.
Jim's partner's name was Emmett Gold.
Yeah, I remember him.
I never saw him after the shooting. Until today.
Till today?
About a half hour ago. He was walking into the Texas Trail. He's come to Dodge after you, Marshal. I know he has. He must have heard you was here somehow, and he's come to kill you.
After all these years, huh?
I didn't forget, did I?
No.
It's not easy to warn you about him, Marshal. Like I say, I'm doing it for my own sake. I won't be troubled no more now. I've done what's right.
Yeah.
We're even now, ain't we? You and me.
Yeah, we're even, Amy. And I'm mighty happy about it.
You just going to walk in on this fellow, Mr. Dillon?
Might as well get it over with, Chester. You stay out of the way now.
Yes, sir.
Well, there he is. Emmett Gold?
Hello, Dillon.
You remember me?
Sure I do. You're a marshal now.
Yeah, that's right.
Been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We was never friendly, Marshal.
No.
What do you want?
What are you doing in Dodge, Gold?
I'm riding through. Headed for Colorado. As soon as I finish this drink.
Is that all?
That's all. What do you think I'm doing here?
Looking for me?
Looking for you? What for?
I shot Jim Band, didn't I?
It was a fair fight.
Yeah, of course it was.
You got shot too, didn't you?
I didn't get killed.
Wait a minute, Marshal. You think I'm after you for killing Jim Band, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, if that don't beat all.
What?
You remember where that fight happened?
I was on the prairie somewhere.
And Jim's bullet knocked you out. When you come to again, we was gone, wasn't we?
You hacked him off and buried him.
No, I didn't. I didn't bury him. He wasn't dead. You didn't kill him. He changed his name, went out to Virginia City. That's where he got killed in a brawl with the law about 2 years ago. So long, Marshal.
Well, I never heard anything like that in my whole life, Mr. Dillon.
No.
You think it's true?
He'd have no reason to lie, Chester.
Well, what's Amy going to think?
She isn't going to know, Chester.
What? Why not?
Amy did a big thing for herself, telling me about Gold being here.
But it was all useless.
No. Not unless we tell her it was. And I wouldn't spoil what Amy's done for anything. You know, on the frontier, feed for stock was scarce during the long winter months. And on our next gun smoke, a man dies because of a load of hay. So, until then, good night.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg and Harry Bartell. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Christmas seals give your cards and packages that holiday look. Help fight tuberculosis. Buy and use Christmas seals. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.